Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, Rachel, and thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I want to take us to the book of Proverbs in chapter 29, verse 27, in this short text that says, "The righteous detest the dishonest, the wicked detest the upright." That's worth repeating. The righteous detest the dishonest, the wicked detest the upright. This podcast today is about intolerance. We live in a world today that seems to be radically approaching fanaticism on all levels. It is though that we have to go extremely to the right, extremely to the left, extremely to the top, or extremely to the bottom. That reason that is somewhere in the middle there is lost in our translation. That it appears as though often what we do is we literally say, if you like this, then you must hate that. But it's not that simple. We've just made it that way. Two seemingly contradictory currents in this text mark our society. There's a denunciation of all claims of absolute truth in our world today, but there's also a fanaticism in which one position or group is always and terribly absolutely right. Nothing seems to be ambiguous, and divergent views and thoughts seem like they should be destroyed. The two are interdependent. Relativism will feed fanaticism. I read Tim Keller's writing on that, where he said relativism actually feeds fanaticism. I love that statement. If there's no objective standard by which we can sift our inward intuitions, then whatever I feel must be deeply about is absolutely right. But that's crazy, right? Verse 27 says, "Both the righteous and the wicked are capable of intolerance." The righteous, of course, can be disdainful, condescending, and actually mean because of self-righteousness that comes from feeling like we hold all truth. The unrighteous, on the other hand, even if they claim to be amoral and free thinkers, can detest those of us who claim to have the truth. Ironically, they both think they have the truth. Namely, then they decide that there is no truth. So what is the solution? The gospel. That we are lost people saved by sheer grace, and it prevents both of these ridiculous positions. It tells us consistently and honestly that we are sinners, so there's no relativism. But because we are saved by grace and not our own efforts, the gospel is inherently humbling. We can't feel superior to anyone. It's the opposite of that. The gospel erodes relativism and fanaticism. Have you seen the marks of self-righteousness maybe in yourself at times? What brings it out or tempts you to be in that space? And whatever that is, deal with it today, because this world doesn't have room for us to use truth as a weapon to end tolerance. God bless you, friend, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.